relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
How is that not the best introduction to any radio show known to mankind? It's just, it's not a question. It's a rhetorical statement. It simply is. It simply is. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I'm proud to have that introduction because it is the essence of what we do here on America First. And we're so excited. I said to her, she's on the line right now. She is our intrepid Californian correspondent in the political war zone that is the People's Republic. I said to her in the break, didn't we just like speak yesterday? Where do these days go? Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here. And I told you, this year is flying by for me. I feel like I'm still at Christmas, and we've already passed Easter, so...
It's May. It's May, allegedly. It's May.
I know it.
By the way, happy death of the Obama-Iranian deal day.
Hey, yes, and congratulations to you on the Democrats imploding today in the House Judiciary Committee. It's been an interesting day all around, hasn't
did you,
it?
Did you know that Jerry Nadler is so short?
I did not realize that, but
he's
saw a picture of him.
He's teeny weeny.
The other day, he's a teeny weeny guy. He'd fit my pocket, I think, which would be fun.
Don't go there. Let's talk about somebody else who is just as deranged and just as much a liar. But allegedly, he's a journalist. He's called, who does this? Tucker. It's Tucker Carlson, my buddy, calls him Don Lemon. I have to play this audio because you know what, Jennifer, I think somebody's a little bit jelly. Let's listen to Don Lemon, cut six.
Are you listening? The president of the United States is a fraud and a con man. And the fraud and the con is on us, the American people. Now we know why the president wants to keep his tax returns hidden. And it's not because he's under audit. Audit, schmaudit. Turns out Donald Trump is our con man in chief. The man who ran for president on his reputation as a billionaire business genius was a really, really, really lousy businessman. Literally the worst businessman in the country.
Who defeated Hillary Clinton and is the 45th president of the United States?
That would be Donald J. Trump. And I have to tell you, listening to Don Lemon, as you and Tucker like to call him, I'd love to see his tax returns because I think we should always call for the release when someone protests that hard. Don't you remember Lisa, back in 2016, I can see it so clearly in my mind when Trump was asked about whether or not he took losses in the early part of his real estate career. And he point blank said, of course I declared those losses to avoid paying income taxes. He has never once lied about this.
And like every other businessman who, if they're in that position, does so because that's what you're allowed to do.
That's right. And in fact, part of it, I love how they forget this. Democrats, the media, it's like they have this selective amnesia that is just plaguing all of them. Because I remember Trump actually saying, we want to reform taxes and close the loopholes, make things simpler so that it's not just the wealthy that are benefiting from all of these places. Because the people like, you know, the people here in the middle, like me, like you, like a lot of people that we know, we don't get the same advice that some of the wealthy get, and the tax reform plan was built to benefit us so that we can just fill out a form simply and actually get those types of benefits. It's unbelievable that they have forgotten that.
And the other point is he rebounded from those losses, and he wrote a book about how he did it, and he became a man who had not one, not two, not three, 14 seasons of one of the most successful TV shows in modern history. Oh, and then he beat the woman who spent $1.4 billion to become president.
He's going to do it all over again. You look at the fundraising numbers. Thank God for conservative media, because if you weren't digging around to find this stuff, you would never hear it. The president's brought in $30 million in the first quarter. That's great. But I just read today, I think it was a Daily Caller, and if it wasn't, I apologize to whoever
it is. You're talking about the women, the donations for women. Daily Caller.
It is a Daily Caller, and if you missed it, the article said that that women of any candidate, Democrat or Republican, who collected the most from women during the first quarter, it was Donald Trump. He's going to do this again because...
Hang on. Let's just stop it, Jennifer Horn.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have this in my dossier. I have a dossier, too.
I have a dossier on you, so there.
quiet. Somebody might be listening. In my show prep, Daily Caller, more women donated to the Trump 2020 campaign than any Democrat in the first quarter, including Kamala Harris. So I thought we'd been told by the media for more than a year now that, those suburban white women, they can't stand his tweets, Jennifer.
I know. We're just donating because our husbands tell us to.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry. Of course. You were in your Handmaid's Tale red outfit with your little funny hat. And then your father, your boyfriend, your husband tells you who to give money to. That's how it works in America, right?
After I bring him his pipe and his, slippers. Yes. He tells me, open up your wallet, gal, and go get me a 50 and send it to the president. Yeah, give me a break. It is, you know, from the party of feminism comes maybe some of the worst insults ever against women who want to support this president.
Absolutely. So what do you think? Is it just going to be a continuing clown car sideshow when it comes to the Democrats in 2020? My friend from the White House, who's now with Sinclair, he's on regularly with us, Boris Epstein, he says it's what does he call it? The dumpster fire, the mobile dumpster fire. Is there anybody serious in there? What do you think, Jennifer Horn?
Everybody seems to be looking now at Joe Biden, and they're saying, see, it's all of you talking heads on conservative talk radio saying that the Democrats are a party of progressives and socialists. Well, no. It seems to me that Joe Biden is tripping over himself. In fact, even getting into a war of words with Bernie Sanders about who is more progressive. I think Bernie certainly is still setting the tone.
But are they going to let him? I mean, look what they did to him last time. Look what Clinton, the DNC, the superdelegates,
they
crushed him. Does he have a chance? I mean, his problem isn't Donald Trump. His problem is the DNC.
It is absolutely right. The party doesn't want him to be the face. He's an old white guy, first of all, and that's the same problem that Joe Biden has. They want to present a candidate that's multicultural or multiethnic, that, you know, whatever it is, a younger female.
Hang on. What if he transitioned? What if he said, I'm a girl, and what is that white woman who said she's black? What if he says I'm a black woman?
And I am laughing at you right now.
No,
we are not out of that.
No!
Absolutely. definitely in the realm of possibility. He could
Dolezal. You remember Dolezal? You remember Dolezal? Rachel Dolezal? Oh, yeah, I've just cracked it. Biden gets the nomination. No, Bernie or Biden gets a nomination if they decide to transition to a colored woman.
That's exactly what right, they'll call them. We'll call it the Dolezal movement.
It's sealed. It's sealed.
I still think that Kamala Harris has a really good chance. I know she isn't showing up so well in the polls.
She wants it. Doesn't she want it
big? She really wants it. And I think the Democratic Party, the DNC, likes her as a candidate because she does check those boxes. And, you know, California, for the very first time, will vote early this time around. We vote in March. Usually we vote in June. And so the California primary voter will be able to make a statement, make a splash. And I still think Bernie and all these other Democrats are going to get together and try to knock Joe Biden out of this thing. I think they're going to go after him. He's a gaffe machine. He's connected now with China, Ukraine. I don't know. His wife is saying that, you know, poor Joe has changed his ways. You know, apparently this used to be acceptable.
He is a corrupt gaffe machine. We are having so much fun with my friend, just chatting to a friend in California. Her name's Jennifer Horn. Show her some love on Twitter. Follow her at Jennifer Horn. She's on AM 590 and AM 870, The Answer in LA, and she'll be back in a moment. We've got to talk about California. That's why we pay her the big bucks. Don't go anywhere, Jennifer. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Friends, I have to tell you about my recent experience at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. I am no novice. I have received firearms training at the highest level. Dr. Ignatius Piazza and his FrontSight facility are a national treasure. Through my personal relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. But you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. See you at FrontSight.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com, the country's only conservative cell phone carrier. Do you believe in abortion? Do you want sanctuary cities? And if not, why are you supporting these efforts with your cell phone? Big Mobile has given millions of dollars of your money to these causes when you pay your cell phone bill. That's why conservatives created Patriot Mobile, to give you a choice to stop supporting things you don't believe in. It's easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. You get the same reliable nationwide service, unlimited talk and text, plans starting as low as $25, and each bill you pay supports your values. Need more motivation? Mention Hugh Hewitt when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get your activation fee waived. In fact, for two lines, you can make a difference, but only if you make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Here, did you know Dr. Gorka has a new national show and it's called America First? Tune in or else.
Blimey, if you like Doctor Who, I think listening to the Human League is like stepping into the TARDIS. Utter time travel. We are talking to our friend Jennifer Horn at Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590 and AM 870, The Answer. Utility player at crntalk.com. Before we get back to Jennifer, we have to thank you for all you've done. 32 boys and girls are being sent to the Angel Tree Camp because of you, our listeners. These are children who've lost a mother or father through the prison system. They're vulnerable. They need your help. Listen to what Melania Trump, our First Lady, said about the issues that face children in America today.
I always said, as a mother and First Lady, it concerns me that today's fast pace can make children less prepared to express or manage their emotions, causing them to turn to forums on destructive actions such as bullying, unhealthy habits, risky online behavior, drug abuse, and addiction, or even suicide.
These are all issues that children face in America today. But imagine if you've lost a parent to the penal system, how much more in danger you are. The Angel Tree Camp system gets them out of their neighborhoods, away from these risk factors, to a safe, Christ-centric summer camp. You make that possible. You've already sent 32 children to this camp. Let's make it hundreds by the end of our campaign. Please, please help. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Angel Tree Camp banner. $200 pays for a child to go to camp for a whole week, but any donation makes a difference. Or you can call them 888-206-2794. That is 888-206-2794. It is perhaps the easiest way for you right now to do the most good. Back to our guest, our intrepid correspondent in California, Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, is it true? Does California have any money left? Because the governor's coming up with a budget soon, isn't he?
He is. Governor Gavin Newsom is coming up with his revamped version of the budget. And get this up. Not only does he want to tax drinking water, he wants to offer some tax credits for low-income families, but he also wants to, or he is proposing, a new tax that would fund health care coverage to low-income young adults who are in the country illegally. He wants to give full health coverage to illegals, and he wants to charge the California taxpayer more in tax revenue. Here's the problem. California is making too much money. He was expecting in his budget $2.6 billion from corporate taxes. Well, he made $3.4 billion in individual taxes.
Hang on. Yeah. California's making more money, but that cannot have anything to do with who's in the White House, correct?
No, absolutely not. The economy cannot have anything to do with
it's Trump Obama. California. It's Obama, right?
Exactly. It's the holdover from the Obama administration. And the personal income taxes are making more than they had projected. So the problem now for lawmakers is whether or not to support Gavin Newsom in some of these proposals where he wants to tax drinking water and he wants to put a tax for these health care for illegal immigrants that come here. And they're in a little bit of trouble because last time around in 2018, during our last election, a Democratic senator named Josh Newman, who's from Orange County, got voted out of office because he actually voted to increase the gas tax.
Right.
So now some of the folks who are in the assembly or in the state Senate are saying, well, wait a second. Are we going to vote for the governor when there's actually a surplus? It's kind of hard to imagine justifying all these new taxes when there's actually a surplus. Going on in Sacramento. So this is posing a problem for them. And he's also getting pushback from an unlikely source against this idea of health care for illegal immigrants. There are a lot of people who are upset in the healthcare industry with the governor because they say because of the measles outbreak, we have a lot of anti-vaxxers in the state of California because, well, you know, there's just some people making choices. And so there are lots of
I love the way she says that. Just people making choices. You mean like crazy kooky people, right?
No, look, I agree that people should not have the government telling them what to put in their body. I would probably vote, you know, I'd vaccinate my kids, but I understand people have the right to decide that, and I stand up for that right. But we do have a lot of cases of the measles in our state because of it. And so the governor is getting pushback from the health industry saying there's going to be an epidemic with measles going on, and there's been, this is kind of gross, there's been an outbreak of STDs in the state of California. The number of cases of some STDs, it's gone up 300,000 cases of certain sexually transmitted diseases. And no one's talking about this.
Any idea what's going on?
I have no idea why this jump, but it has been just as of maybe the last week, it started to leak out in some reporting that in Los Angeles there has been a spike in cases, but in the state I was shocked to learn that more than 300,000 cases of sexually transmitted diseases have been reported. Imagine who doesn't know that they're carrying these things, and that's really dangerous. These public health officials are saying, well, wait a second, Governor, we're normally with you, but we might need this money for the citizens of California who are paying taxes to take care of them.
Well, I have to ask this. Is there any response from just run-of-the-mill Californians when the governor proposes to tax drinking water?
Yeah, there's a huge amount of pushback on things that tax basic services like clean drinking water, and they're set up really to line the pockets of special interest groups. It always goes back for me to the story of our gas tax, which passed. It was actually implemented. It was put into effect by Governor Jerry Brown, and the residents of California fought back and said, you know, if you're going to put a gas tax on not only gas, but on our licensing that we pay for our cars every single year, we want to vote on it. And so they put a referendum on the ballot in 2018. This thing should have passed. It did not. And the reason people are voting for this is because the propositions, I feel, are written in a way that is so confusing.
Yes, deliberately.
In the case of the gas tax, everybody who voted no on it thought they were voting against, you know, thought they were voting against the gas tax, and instead they were voting against the repeal, and it confused everyone. The same thing happens with these new property taxes to fund education in LA County. That's a big measure that's coming up in a special election in June, and stuff like the water tax. They're just sneaking it by because they're not actually telling people what they're voting on. It's deliberate, and it's really misleading.
It's just fundamentally dishonest.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But, you know, that's what we're getting time and time again from the left is instead of telling us up front what we're getting, Democrats are lying. We saw it today in the House Judiciary Committee when Democrats are saying, well, you need to release this. You're not being transparent if you don't release the full Mueller report. They have the opportunity to go see a copy of the report that is 98.2% free of redaction, and none of them have done it.
Six lines.
And that's what they're doing on the local level in California, too. They're telling us that this money for the gas tax or for clean water will go to fixing roads and to giving people who can't afford clean drinking water. And it doesn't. It goes into a slush fund so that they can fund pensions in our state.
When their lips are moving, they're lying. That's why we love having Jennifer Horn on the show to cut through all the lies. Follow her. Show us some love on Twitter at Jennifer Horn. She's our intrepid correspondent in the People's Republic. Thank you, Jennifer. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Lou Dobbs. GM moves to save auto worker jobs in Ohio. Walmart raising the minimum age to 21 to buy tobacco products, and Uber drivers on strike. Those stories next.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com.
General Motors negotiating to sell its closed plant in Lordstown, Ohio, to an American electric truck company. The company is Workhorse, and GM plans to invest $700 million in other Ohio plants, adding 450 new jobs. The president is pleased. Walmart announced it's raising the minimum age to buy tobacco products and e-cigarettes to 21. This at all 5,300 of its stores, including Sam's Club outlets. The new rule takes effect in July. Walmart also will no longer sell fruit-flavored e-cigarettes. On Wall Street today, stocks closed lower, but the Dow up 2 points, the Nasdaq down 20, the S&P down 5. Uber drivers all around the world staged a strike today over higher wages. The strike had little effect in New York City. Uber's IPO set for Friday. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Joe Lockhart? I don't. Allegedly, he was the press secretary for Bill Clinton, a man who we try to forget as much as possible. And then I think he went to work for CNN, or maybe he'd come from CNN and then went to the White House to work for Clinton. And he was on CNN with an unbelievable statement about our president when the tax data was illegally leaked from somebody in the IRS to the fake news industrial complex. This was Joe Lockhart's response. Cut seven.
This is what the Democrats on the Intel Committee have been trying to get at. Somewhere a lifeline was extended to him to keep him going. Did that come from Russian money? Does that explain why Vladimir Putin has some sort of stranglehold over him?
Joe Lockhart, when did you stop beating your wife? I mean, clearly you must have. There must be some reason for why you beat your wife. This is reprehensible. You're on, I know nobody watches it, but you're on a TV show. You're on CNN. And you're actually saying that 25 years ago, 30 years ago, a businessman makes a loss. And that's when Russia must have thrown him a lifeline. You're insane. You're literally, clinically insane, or you are doing the work of Vladimir Putin. Those are the two possibilities. Insane agent of the Kremlin. You and everybody else on CNN. Reprehensible. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Jason, who's been waiting very, very patiently in Pittsburgh. Line three. Jason, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka.
Hey, you're welcome.
I just wanted to say that the Democrats, you know, their whole 2020 plan was that Mueller report. And, you know, they asked for it. They got it. They didn't like the results. And now they're like roaches. When somebody turns a light on, they're panicking. They're infighting. And they just don't like results. They didn't like the 2016 results, so they made excuses. They didn't like the results of the Kavanaugh hearing. They started coming out making excuses. And, you know, I'm glad America is seeing how the left acts and how their followers are. And that's why Trump is going to be elected in 2020.
Yeah, I think this is such an important point that there has to have been a significant political impact for the 2 years worth of lying that was the Mueller investigation. The idea that you have this drumbeat that the president is a traitor, the Trump campaign colluded with Moscow, with the Kremlin, and it doesn't have an effect on how people vote, that's impossible. Of course, some of the results of last year's election are a function of the propaganda and the lies that were the Mueller report, without a doubt. But I think you're right. Most Americans see through it, and as a result, 2020, I think we are in good standing. Let's get one more call in. Line one, John Ventura, California. Welcome to America First.
Hello, Mr. Gorka. Dr. Gorka, pleasure talking to you. Got a quick question for you, and I know you know the answer, but this whole thing they're doing with Trump echoes something that happened in 1980.
All right, you got to be quick. You got a minute. Remind us what happened in 1980.
When Ronald Reagan was elected, the Democrats went nuts and said that George W. Bush had been flown in an SR-71 to Paris to convince the Iranians to hold the American hostages so that it would sway the election.
Right.
Investigation, and when the whole thing was put up, you know, when the investigation was proposed and that there was point out, well, what's your evidence? I believe it was Tip O'Neill who said something along the lines of, well, we don't have any. That's why we have to investigate.
Don't forget, John, we have to pass Obamacare so we can read it. This is an old playbook. You're absolutely right. It's the same explanation we had for the murder, the assassination of JFK. Can't be that the guy's a communist and wanted to kill a very, very hawkish Democrat president. No, it has to be the CIA. No, it has to be the conservatives. They're just liars. They're just propagandists. Thank you for reminding us, John. I appreciate it. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and I'd like to have you allow me to help you. What do I mean? If you suffer from any kind of daily aches and pains and you have had no relief, don't
put drugs in your body. I am not a big fan of pharmaceuticals, never have been. Try something natural. Try Relief Factor. It's real, it's natural, no side effects, and it works. How do I know this? Not only because my friends stand by it, swear by it, Larry Elder, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager. I've tried it. The 3-week quick starter pack. Within 2 weeks, my lower back pain issue was gone, and I am still free of it. Tens of thousands of our listeners are in the same blessed situation that I am. Please, if you have a similar situation to me, can be a knee, a shoulder, lower back, whatever it is, go to relieffactor.com. Order your 3-week quick starter pack, $19.95. You can be the next success story. You deserve it. Don't delay. In this break, go to relieffactor.com, order your quick starter pack, and you'll be on your way to freedom. Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka for my friends at besthotgrill.com. May is National Barbecue Month, so you might be in the market for a new grill. Now, a barbecue is usually a low-heat, slow-cooking device that uses wood, charcoal, or pellets, perfect for the weekend when you have the hours to tend to it. But for everyday grilling, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill. Solaire reaches 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, and the high heat makes for more juicy and flavorful foods in a fraction of the time than the slow, low barbecues. Just imagine juicy steaks, succulent chicken and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies anytime you want with the speed and ease of a U.S.-made Solaire infrared gas grill. Buy a 21-inch or larger Solaire infrared gas grill, built-in or cart model, in the month of May and receive a free U.S.-made waterproof cover. Make grilling great again. Learn more about these amazing U.S.-made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire Hot Fast Grills at besthotgrills.com.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a 1-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
If you are a timeshare owner, please listen to this message. I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, you probably want to get out of it as smoothly and rapidly as possible. Put this on your spring clean to-do list. Give us a call and let us do for you what we have done for over 8,000 others across the country. Our process is legal, ethical, and best of all, it's done quickly. Lone Star Transfer is a family-owned business, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 99% success rate. We will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by living under the burden and expense of your unwanted timeshare. Start your spring cleaning today by giving us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
I don't like Axios. I don't trust Axios. But there is a breaking story. The Senate Intelligence Committee has subpoenaed Donald Trump Jr. And it's a committee led by the Republicans. By Richard Barr. What is going on? Is this the revenge of the rhinos? We shall see. We have to get to our next guest. We are very, very excited.
there is a superb conservative organization in there, old school conservative, the Claremont Institute, and it is run by our next guest, Ryan Williams. Mr. Williams, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you for joining us, Ryan. You have a fabulous organization. I wish it were more known, but amongst the cognoscenti on the right, it is valued for its analysis and for its original founding principles, respect for the values of the Republic. It's not just funny parody accounts of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that are being throttled on the internet and social media. Would you tell our listeners here on the newest national radio show in the United States what has happened recently to the Claremont Institute?
Sure, happy to. Yeah, we were doing some retargeting advertisements. That's what Google calls them, where you follow your readers around the internet and advertise to them. We were promoting our annual 40th anniversary gala, which is coming up this Saturday, featuring Mike Pompeo. And we were tracking three categories of readers. Readers from our magazine, readers from our institutional website, and then readers from our new website, The American Mind. And we were informed that The American Mind retargeting ads had been shut down because we violated Google's policy on racism. After we looked into that a bit and a couple hours on the phone with Google, we were told that we'd been deemed a racially oriented publication. These terms, of course, are purposely vague in Google's terms of service. And then after a little while after that, we were told that my recent piece and some other content on our website, we'd launched a campaign, Defend America, Defeat Multiculturalism, and especially Identity Politics and Political Correctness. We were told that any number of these articles could be deemed race-based publications. We went public with it. I had a long Twitter thread on it, wrote a piece on it, and it got a lot of attention. And then lo and behold, I was contacted by Google's DC office, was told it was all a mistake. We'd been mislabeled a racially oriented publication. And that was before I wrote this second piece, where I raised some questions that ran in the Wall Street Journal this morning, trying to get behind the opacity of Google's policies on this front and trying to get some answers. I don't think we'll get many answers, but I wanted to raise it. Yeah.
Ryan Williams, are organizations that are defined around being African American or being Asian American, are they banned from advertising on Google?
Supposedly, according to Google, the DC office, they don't allow you to retarget advertisement after you visit, say, BET. They don't allow you to retarget someone after you've, say, visited, a gay cruise site. You couldn't then have ads follow you around. These are his examples. Ads then follow you around the internet advertising gay cruises. They consider it a matter of privacy on those fronts. At least that's their explanation for this policy.
And you're writing that you do not approve of multiculturalism. That is your sin?
Allegedly, yeah. It's we didn't get very many answers other than the explanation of the policy and that it was a mistake to label us that. That was before we tried to say, well, what paragraph is offensive? What phraseology is offensive? But we didn't get that far. And I should add that originally my colleague, who was on the phone for hours with Google, said, well, how do we appeal this? Can we fix it? Let us know what part you think is suspect. And we were told, there's no appeal. You can't fix it. We suggest you take the content down. That was before we went public and got the reversal.
So as the president of the Claremont Institute, follow the Institute Claremont, INST, and Ryan Williams at RPW Williams, what is your response to not only your personal experience, but what we have been seeing in recent days, recent weeks, recent months, with regards to the, you used the word opacity, but clearly the lack of transparency and the yeah. one-way censorship of political statements and thought in America?
Yeah, I think it's very troubling. I think, as I wrote one of my first piece, every concerned citizen ought to regard this as the probing of the perimeter of our constitutional order. I think it's very clear that for the most part, this kind of thing always cutting against conservatives is not an accident. It may, in a few instances, be an accident, but after a certain time where there's smoke, there's fire, and nothing happens for no good reason, as one of one of our old friends and scholars at Claremont, Harold Rood, used to say about international relations. I mean, this seems to me, and it seems to many, and I don't see why we ought to draw any conclusion other than this, that this is an attempt by our aspiring tech overlords to put the thumbs on the scale of American democracy in favor of their ideology.
Probing the perimeter of our Constitution, a very, very accurate and a very powerful statement. In the last minute we have with you, Ryan Williams, what should the response be from conservatives? Do we break these organizations up? We don't like Uber regulating. What do we make these? Do we change legislation to make them publications, not information platforms? Is there a Claremont or a Ryan Williams answer to the challenge we face today as we're being censored when we're conservatives?
Yeah, I think, you know, the policy solution is a tricky one. I don't think Elizabeth Warren is right that they need to be broken up under antitrust, but she's right that there's a problem. So the question, my ideal middle ground, I think, would be to treat them as publications in certain regards and as platforms in certain regards. They are certainly both, but they want to now have it both ways. They want to be exempt from libel and slander laws, like publications are not. And at the same time, they like to argue that they're publications as well.
They can't have it both ways, and we must never give up. Follow him, R.P.W. Williams, the president of the Claremont Institute, and go to claremont.org, a fabulous institution, one of my favorites. Have a wonderful gala. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. More in just a moment.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are turning them off and turning on Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776. Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Guys, are we allowed to tell them about how things work behind the scenes? So after the show, I record a promo that is used on stations across the country to advertise what's happening the next day. But Mr. G, the producer, brought my promo early. And I have it in my hand for my last segment. And I'm so excited, I'm going to give you a little tease. Why? Eric Trump is coming on the show tomorrow. Not only that, guess who we have in studio for a whole hour? Joe DiGenoa and his muse, that warrior princess Victoria Tunsing. We're gonna get to the bottom of all of it. Mueller, Russia, the spying. That's gonna be something else. And then this video that so many of you have written to me about, Mr. Reagan, who did the AOC, do you know who AOC YouTube video is, and how there was a cattle call, how she was plucked out of obscurity because her brother recommended her for an audition. We have tracked down the real man behind Mr. Reagan, and he will join us on the show, as well as Chris Buskirk, the founder, the publisher of American Greatness, one of the best websites out there. I happen to write for them every week as well. So is this Victor Davis Hanson and others, but he will also be in the studio. And one last thing, please note, a lot of you are saying, where are you? Are you on TV anymore? Well, I am, but not as a Fox contributor. I am with the Sinclair Media Group, 140, 150 stations across the country. Not cable, this is terrestrial, and they have a brand new show with Eric Bolling, also formerly at Fox, called America This Week. We film it live every Wednesday night. Is that today? Oh, it is. So we'll be going from the studio. I'll be going down the street. I'll be going to the very swanky new studios for Eric Bolling. We will be playing that live on the internet at wjla.com, wjla.com at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. And then it is broadcast across the nation on Sinclair stations on Saturday. So if you can't get enough of the analysis, if you want more, go to sebgorka.com. Our latest article is up there. Analysis, best audio, best video. We're on iTunes. Look for the America First podcast. We are on YouTube. Look for America First, my name, and then Sinclair tonight, wjla.com. And then tomorrow, wow, so much, so exciting. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios. We are here for one reason, and one reason alone, for love. Love of what, you ask? Love of country, love of liberty. Never give up, never give in. Watch your six, keep your head on a swivel, and remember, we are powered by love of the Republic, love of our founding fathers' principles, not like the other side that is powered by hate. And we will win because we always win. We have truth on our side, and we are happy warriors.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.